All right. Hey, first things first, shout out to Terry, shout out to Chase Young, both fully dressed in pads today. I don't think the we've heard how rigorous his practice was, but we said on yesterday's podcast that we weren't gonna be optimistic about them playing on Sunday if they didn't show up today, and they're both out there today, so that's a hell of a sign. That's first off.
Let's include Logan in that too. Logan was in full pads.
He was. I hadn't seen him at Logan yet. That's a boost. Outstanding. So listen, man, we know that this season's going to go well if we can stay healthy, man. Something that we've managed to do for the most part in the past couple of years. They kind of had a rash of injuries this summer and the past couple of weeks. I'm glad to see that everybody is upright and we could be going into Sunday at mostly full strength. Still a few exceptions to that, but Chase is a big addition. Terry's a big addition. Logan's a big addition. Need that.
I mean, literally, you just named three of our most important starters. So, yeah,
Yeah.
I'm gonna say those guys are definitely needed for sure.
Yeah. So, shout out to the captains, man. Was it five guys who were the most trusted people on the field, plus Sam Howell? It was Howell, Reeves, Way, Allen, Terry, and I'm missing one person.
Kendall Fuller.
Kendall
And
Fuller,
Kendall Fuller.
the forgotten man.
Shout out old man Kendall Fuller at the ripe old age of 28 years old. Shout out to my man Kendall Fuller. But that's a good group. That's a good group of captains. That's not something that people really pay attention to. But I will mention that because the leadership on this team has gotten so much better, man. Like, I don't remember who the captains were 5 years ago. It might have been Landon Collins. Landon
DJ
Collins, who just blew.
Swearinger.
DJ Swearingers just blew into town and automatically get the captaincy. Man, now we got some people who've been here. You know, I would argue that those five minus Sam, not saying that Sam doesn't belong in that group, but those other five are the undisputed leaders of this team right now. And I'm glad to see them taking the reins. And also, you know, kind of taking Sam Howell under their wing. Sam Howell is going to be the long term, or we hope he's a long term leader of this team. Let's get your chops ready now for this leadership role that you're going to be in for the foreseeable future.
Well, Cliff also mentioned it yesterday on yesterday's pod, like, and giving Rivera credit with the roster, like, and these captains are just a prime example of the type of roster and type of leaders that they've brought into this locker room. So I'm gonna go ahead and give Riverboat some credit again because, like you mentioned, we've had captains here that were purely knuckleheads. We're keeping it a buck, so it's refreshing for sure.
Right. Landon Collins straight up him in his joint, got the captain C. Less than a year later, he was like, linebacker? Nah, man, y'all paying me to play safety. I'm like, the fuck kind of leadership is that? But hey, those are bygones at this point of distant memory, and we're better off for it. Cliff.
Yeah.
Still in the joint? Okay, I was making sure
I'm here.
that you were okay. All right, bet. All right, let's get to these Arizona Cardinals, man. The line is still at 7, Washington by 7 as of this morning. I think the line could move to like 8, 8.5, later on this week. One of only two games that we're currently favored in, week five versus the, I'm sorry, week five at home versus the Bears, were also a 1-point favorite. I don't make too much a big deal out of things down the line like that, but pretty big opening day favorite, heavy favorite. Listen, a lot of people are saying that this is a game that we should win. Some people are saying it's a must win. I won't go as far as to say it's a must win. I would say it's a game that you probably can't lose. There's a difference in my head, the way I'm doing my mental gymnastics. There's a difference in my head. What do you guys think, man? Like, it's tough to call a week one game a must win, man. But you're looking at a Cardinals team that's openly tanking, trying to get that number one overall pick, and they might have the number two overall pick too because they have the Texans pick, by the way. So they're going full trust the process, 2014 Sixers mode and shit. So what do y'all say? What you think is a game that you have to have?
We do this every year. The start of the season. I mean, no one wants to start 0-1, so it's one of those things. But I feel like every year people talk themselves into, oh, we have to win week one. Obviously, the Cardinals are going in a different direction. They might be the worst team in the league. So it's not even going to be enough to win on Sunday from a lot of the fan base. I think given how what kind of environment it's going to be at FedEx, plus you playing the Cardinals, the expectation is that they're going to dominate this game. And that's, I think, going to be even tougher than the whole win-loss conversation. If they win 21-14, people might be mad.
Well, so yeah, screw those people.
The even tougher part. It's highly unlikely they lose.
Yeah.
Now they're being expected to have style points.
Mm-hmm.
That gets tough.
But it's funny, people are expecting style points when these same people were questioning a fifth-round QB being a starting quarterback. But, yeah, I'm with you, Cliff. I ain't going to call it a must-win, but it's obviously a game that they should win based on what Arizona's – based on what they're projected and how it seems like they're going about their season as far as the tanking is concerned. I just also think it's just important win for, or important game for Ron to get on the right foot. We know we've had slow starts around here. And I think, you know, obviously, we know the talent between our roster and theirs is basically a huge gap. So I think it's more important for Ron to get the team going, get out there, get off to a fast start, and hopefully that transitions into the weeks to follow. So I'm not going to say it's a must win, but it's a game that we need to have.
Yeah, I would agree. It doesn't bode well with a trip to Denver. Week two, and then the Bills and Eagles in back-to-back weeks following that. It looks like a game that they should win. It's a game they probably should win. I don't want to say with ease. They have a chance to dominate this game. The Cardinals are weak, where we're strong. The Cardinals don't look, they're hell-bent on winning many games this year. So it's a game that you should win, and you know, not for nothing. It's the first game sans Daniel Snyder. It's a sold-out game. I know that me and Corey are going to be in the house. We're excited to be there. It's going to be kind of like a cathartic release for the entire fan base, welcoming back fans who are back for the first time after years of being estranged. Like, you would want them to go out there and put on a good show for the local fans and for the national media to show not only are we back, we have a good team that y'all have kind of been ignoring while you're making your jokes. You know, we can go out there and hang some points on a depleted Cardinals roster.
I'm with all of that, Paul. I'm just going to say, as we know, week one in the NFL, I mean, like it's any given Sunday, but especially the opener, they have a new head coach. They have a new staff. We don't know what they're doing. We don't even know who they're starting, the quarterback just yet. I'm just hoping they don't, you know, don't overlook them. Like, you go out there and take care of business like you should. It shouldn't be close, mm-hmm. in my opinion. But you got to take all NFL opponents serious, because everybody's out there trying to get their checks. You know what I'm saying? This right. is a new coach. He's trying to show himself, especially after that stupid-ass video that surfaced on social media about him asking his players how they're motivated. Did they take the bus to practice? All this kind of shit. Like, we don't know what they're talking about in that Cardinals locker room. But,
yeah. Did you see Jonathan Gannon come out today and pretty much say, yeah, we lost the bowl because of me? I'm like, yeah, no shit, Jonathan Gannon. I don't know if you listen to WIP, but these motherfuckers wanted your head the day after the game was over. They were like, get Jonathan Gannon the fuck out of here.
I did see that.
Yeah, man. I don't know. They seem that they're playing with they're clearly at a disadvantage going into this game. There's a lot of things going against the Arizona Cardinals. Cliff, I didn't get your take on this. What do you think?
As far as blowing them out?
I mean, just as far as having an impressive showing just to, I mean, as kind of like a kickoff to the celebration that is the Commanders are now an NFL franchise again, to put it nicely.
Right, because, I mean, it's going to be a positive atmosphere.
Right.
But right. Y'all remember last year, when we dominated the Texans, and fans weren't happy because we didn't dominate with offense.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think it's a people want to see a show, like you said, and really what they're saying is they want to see points on the board. They want to see numbers on the board. So, look, you're playing the Cardinals. That should be the expectation, is like to go out there and have a and dominate. But it might not be like that from the start.
Mm-hmm.
So the fan, I just hope the fan base is chill, right? If it's 7-3 midway through the second quarter, they're not getting antsy. Like, just be patient. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't start the fucking murmuring after they go, if they go back to back 3-and-outs.
Yeah, I'm with that 100%, Cliff. Because it's, again, this is the first time the offense has been out there in a regular season game. First time Sam actually started. It's week one. You know what I'm saying? Things can happen. They could get off to a slow start. It could be, you know, anything can happen. Communication issues. I mean, we haven't seen much of that in preseason, but you don't know. This is the first real test. So,
yeah,
like you said, Cliff, it's just be patient.
But I'm not going to say how this game should be won. Because there's many ways to skin a cat. I always want y'all to be impressive. I don't care on which manner you're impressive. Just I want you to go out there and show me that the past 6 weeks have meant something, that y'all have been building towards this moment. What I would ask you is, if you had to project how they win this game, or which ways they would be impressive. Like, for example, I would say that the best friend for a young quarterback, Sam Howell, was a good run game. I know that's where the Cardinals are weakest. I think they should run the ball relatively heavy on Sunday against Arizona. Is there a area of this team where you think that they should lean heavy into to make Sunday a victorious one?
I mean, I hear you saying we could probably run the ball, but I also feel like looking at this starting 11 for Arizona's defense, their secondary isn't that strong either, outside of our buddy Buda Baker, who we all are fans of. Those corners look
What was that?
Did you hear that, Jim? No, I ain't tripping.
I heard that.
Hey. Hold on for once. Hold on for 1 second, y'all. I'm getting called real quick. I'm
just going to
leave the studio. I'll be back in the studio in 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Get this damn cue, because I'm over here trying to look at the fucking episode of Roster. One laptop with the work unit. Motherfuckers hitting me on Teams. Teams is the worst thing ever invented.
Teams and Slack, man.
Worst shit ever.
Right.
People don't even like contact you the right way anymore, especially for like IT. Where we at, these motherfuckers is just, oh, teams. I'm like, I'm getting 25 Teams messages at 7:30. Nigga, I'm not even awake. What the fuck is going on right now? Worst thing we've ever done. Adding Teams.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
We don't got Slack though, but we on that Teams heavy.
Yeah, well, everybody slacks it. They don't even email for real.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this a message? Like, because if you're slacking it, it's the message. That means you need to hear back immediately. I don't need to respond to this shit right now.
Cliff, I don't be clicking on it. I just be leaving them Joes there. I don't even click on them half the time. Like, come on, man.
This is so annoying.
That's not the way you're supposed to be contacting me right now. That's killing me. So I'm waiting for this man. They ain't putting no video up of Chase yet. Zach Selva, he putting all the videos up. Hold on, let me see.
He said he out there full pads, though, right?
Yeah. I cannot believe this nigga Terry is out here running, dog. This is fucking absurd. Like, nigga, aren't you hurt? Like, this is crazy. I swear to you, there's no way you could have told me this nigga's playing this week. I just didn't see it.
Yeah, but that was a while ago now.
I know, but Cliff, that turf toe, when you think of turf toe, I'm just like, no can push off.
They said he had a sprained toe.
Yeah.
I feel like Turf Toe obviously is the one that lingers, but
like the Joan Gibby had. Gibby had Turf Toe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, Turf Toe.
Yeah.
I mean, nigga looks fine to me.
I think Terry is literally running full speed. Nikki Javala just put another video up.
You know Terry couldn't miss that first game, man.
This nigga's not trying to miss any games.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hold time, hold up. See, Matthew Parrish trying to be smarty. Twitter docs, do your thing. See, these motherfuckers. I don't see the Bama. You follow the Bama David, what's it, David Chow, pro football doc? I'm waiting for his ass to say something. They all CC in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to say something because he was like, he thought he had turf toe.
Yeah, I mean, he had him out week one.
Yeah.
But if you practice Wednesday, you're playing.
Just
a setback.
Practice. Hey, whole time, are the Chiefs about to lose them all?
No.
Crab don't play?
It doesn't. Is Mahomes playing? Then what are we talking about here?
Shit. Yeah. Don't got his dogs, though.
Who says he needs them? They said he needed Tyreek.
That shit. That's real shit, though. That's real. That nigga
okay,
is
okay, now
ridiculous.
Travis ain't playing. He'll figure it out, man. No, they're going to blow them out. That's...
When's the last time we blew a team out?
We blew out the Texans.
Yeah, what's the blowout?
We blew the Texans out.
Was that a blowout or did we just dominate a shitty roster? And what, like,
I mean, which one do you want? I mean, we blew them out.
But
other, see, and you could say dominate a shitty roster. The Texans gave other teams problems last year.
They did. Now I'm more so talking of the fan base clip, the ones that don't, the ones that want points all
Corey,
on the scoreboard.
I don't give a fuck about those people.
I don't think none of us on this pod do. Believe me, you
they
go out there and win the game is all I'm worried about. I don't need them to go out there and win 36-3. I don't need that. I just need them to go out there, perform like they're capable of, not allowing a team that's not trying to win any games to stick around and make it interesting in the fourth quarter. That's what I would want to see. So I don't need a blowout.
I mean, but NFL games, if it's a one-touchdown game in the fourth quarter and they end up winning 27-13, that is a lot of points in the NFL. Like, winning by 14 is a lot in the NFL. They're not going to be challenged. What's the concern? They're not. They're really not. Like, it might not be smooth from the start, but this is going to be – they're going to win handedly.
Got too much to worry about, but no concern about Marquise Brown. He's a playmaker. Rondell Moore, playmaker. I don't know if Hurts is playing, but they got a couple playmakers around those Jags.
They knocked me out of the block.
They drafted Paris Johnson. Hernandez is decent at right guard.
DJ Humphries
at
right
tackle. Will Hernandez.
Yeah, he stinks. The interior of their offensive line is terrible.
The center and left guard.
Like, not going to be able to handle Allen and Payne. I just don't see how that happens.
Hopefully there's no funny business on the special teams. But I'm with you. How are they going to score points? I'm just saying. I'm just throwing everything out there because week one, like I said, you never know. Shit happens. You know, first go around of the year, anything is possible. But I'm with you. I don't see how the hell they're driving the ball on us. I'm with you. No clue who they are. I guess more so I'm interested to see what we come out and do because we don't know the game plan. You know what I mean? Like, EB kept it real vanilla in preseason. We don't know what the run game, how we plan on attacking. Is it going to be downhill? Going to be on the edges? What's going to be, how's the run game going to complement the pass game? Like, that's probably more so the storyline for us because we don't know. I mean, I would say Dobbs if you have to worry about somebody because he has the experience. Clayton Tune, I feel like, might be deer in the headlights.
I just don't see how a young quarterback who's getting interior pressure is going to be a problem. I would even be more concerned about running.
Connor.
Yeah, then Dobbs or Tune. I just, young quarterback, first start. It'd be the first start for Clayton Tune. Well, it'd be the first passes for Clayton Tune. Dobbs has had a couple starts. You're going across the country. You're not getting pass protection. So, how are you gonna? Where are your wins gonna be at? You would have to have the game given to you. That's the only way. Like busted coverages, blown assignments, penalties that like directly lead to points.
Block kick returned for six or some shit.
Yeah, a bad PI call.
No.
Like that's what it would take, and you would need that multiple times.
Yeah.
Which, if that was the case, if that were to happen, Cliff, that means we'd be completely unprepared if we have multiple blown coverages. You know what I'm saying? Like blown assignments. Like that would be a cause for concern.